If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Diddy, the Making of a Bad Boy, it is on Peacock now. If you've not had a chance to watch it and you're following the case, go check it out. There are so many new allegations that are being made in it. Allegations that I don't think anybody really saw coming or at least expected to have said out loud on Peacock to a national audience without the possibility of getting sued? Or is that part of the play in this documentary? Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Jennifer, I want to talk about the doc, and I'm going to start with some of the allegations being made in it, because murder is brought up in this. It's beyond the sex allegations, beyond the trafficking, beyond all that horrible stuff. Al B. Shore, the singer who once worked with Diddy at Uptown Records, it's where he met Kim Porter, where Diddy met Kim Porter, and where the relationships Kim transferred from Al B. Shore over to Diddy, and things kind of went downhill. Kim Porter eventually dies in 2018 of lobar pneumonia. The odds of dying of lobar pneumonia at 47 years old and an otherwise healthy person, not very high. Raised some eyebrows back then. Some people saying, I don't know if this is natural. But it really has not had a whole strong looking into. Why? Well, because I don't think Diddy really wanted anybody to look into it very strongly. Now they are, and Al B. Shore is saying in that doc straight up that Kim Porter was murdered. Allegedly. What's your thoughts on an allegation like that being made so publicly on such a huge scale without any criminal investigation going on right now? There may be something civil, which he alludes to. What's your thoughts?
Well, this is so interesting to me because I have to tell you, when Diddy was first arrested, an individual was reaching out to me, DMing me, text messaging me, emailing me, saying, Diddy's responsible for Kim Porter's murder or death, right? Not murder, death. Yeah. And I thought, wow, that's stiff, and asked them what their evidence was. Mm-hmm. And kind of like in this situation, it doesn't make a lot of sense for a 47-year-old to die of pneumonia, especially with modern medicine, getting her to the hospital timely and you know, caring for the person.
Sure.
So it has some confusing elements, but geez, I don't think they're any closer to proving something like that than they were in 2018. I mean, they would have to exhume her body. They would have to do really a deep dive. But is Albie Scherr's main reason for saying this really the motive is there as opposed to the evidence?
I don't know, because Albie Scherr also went through a very large health scare, coincidentally around the same time he started talking about Diddy, almost died. Like, literally, they were ready to transfer him to hospice care. They thought it was done. He miraculously pulled through it and survived. And that is where he is now speaking out. He's also alluding in the documentary that that was not a natural illness, that maybe something happened. Maybe somebody got to him. Maybe somebody poisoned him or something to cause that level of an organ shutdown in his body where he was almost going to die. It's suspicious no matter how you look at it. Even more suspicious when we've learned now what we know, the allegations against Diddy, and really, you know, seemingly going to any length he needs to for his own well-being, including shutting people up, is what it starts to appear to be.
Well, he has a lot of people to shut up because now the cat's out of the bag and there's so many people yakking. I don't think there's anything beyond Diddy's capability, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I just don't know where the proof is going to come from. As an example, Albie Scherr, what kind of labs were done on him? Was there anything to prove that there were any poisons or toxins mm-hmm. that would be unnatural in him? As far as I understand, that was done, but didn't prove anything. Again, you have to search those out specifically. You know, your labs just aren't going to search for arsenic or something yeah. like that. It without being asked to. So I'm wondering what, if anything, he did, because I don't think that's been made clear.
I don't think they knew at the time, because I don't necessarily think at the moment anyone was going and thinking, oh, someone's trying to take a hit on Albie Scherr. They were thinking about it night and day, but I don't think anybody was trying to do it. Anyway,
that's a great song.
10 people got that reference right there.
I love it.
But it and just with Kim Porter too, I think a lot of people looked at it as a very horrible thing that was happening at the time, but people do die that are otherwise healthy. It's a small percentage, but it does happen. And at that moment, I think a lot of people were thinking, what a horrible tragedy. My gosh, she was taken too young. Not Diddy's trying to shut her up. Because at that moment in time, we didn't think of Diddy as we think of him now, at least the level that we think of him now. So you kind of lose that window probably to test some of those things officially. Certainly in Albie Scherr, he's still alive. But Kim Porter, I think, is a different possibility there. Her body supposedly still exists. She was buried. My only question there is who's in the casket? Especially if someone is trying to cover up something, if they were trying to cover her up from speaking out against him, I would think if you're going to that length, you'd also go to the same length of making sure that that body's not going to be exhumed at some point in time and toxicology is going to be attempted on it. So let's hope she's in the casket. If she is, that's another big thing. What is going to show up? She died in 2018. Some things can still be gleaned. Other things, you know, there's ways of killing people without anybody really knowing about it. And you're never going to find out if you don't catch it at that moment.
Well, I think if he were responsible, and I don't know who exactly made the arrangements post-mortem, but I would think he would have tried to get her cremated. I mean, there's nothing you can do at that point, but maybe her family had more of a decision-making in that, and he didn't want to, mm-hmm. you know, cause any alarms. But back to your point, I think the body could show information, and I really think they're going to be looking back at all of this. Remember, it was charged as a RICO, mm-hmm. and RICO's tentacles are never ending. I mean, they can keep going back because it's only your most recent wrongdoing, and that's been very recently. So because of that, they're going to be able to go back, and I'm sure they are looking.
With that allegation being made, and Al Bishore alluded to it in the documentary, that there are legal proceedings, as he described them, going on. There's no civil suit out there about death. There's no criminal investigation, at least publicly known, about the death of Kim Porter at this time. You have just one person out there saying this. You have a lot of friends questioning it as well. Are the feds going to take a serious look at those allegations? They obviously already have, you know, their pot of gold with all of the sex allegations that will take him down, allegedly, usually, here in God knows how long. But are they going to add that to the pile of stuff if there's not strong enough evidence other than, you know, friends and family saying this is kind of suspicious?
I think they'll look at it. I really do. There's almost no downside to looking at it. I mean, I will say they're drinking from a fire hose even now with mm-hmm. all the evidence they have to go over. But nevertheless, if he's responsible for any murder, and don't forget that attempted murder at the nightclub where J-Lo was there, I think that's another. I will be surprised if we don't see a superseding indictment, including many other charges mm-hmm. and possibly including the attempted murder. And you never know with this either. So I can't think of a case that I worked where we charged either a RICO or a very complicated conspiracy that we didn't have multiple superseding indictments, you call them, where we actually added and added and added mm-hmm. multiple superseding indictments, because you don't stop investigating necessarily the information that you have before you. You're going to continue to look at. So I look for a superseding indictment in this one.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.